Hey, do you know how to raise a husband? Would you like to make the he of the house the perfect helpmate in the home? Then join us as Mutual presents Raising a Husband, dedicated to family life and out to find the best raised husbands in America.
What's the matter with fathers?
Here to ask the whys and wherefores is that lovable, that laughable mistress of ceremonies, Irene Sweetley.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dwight Reese, and hello there, everybody. Welcome to Raising a Husband. It's a Thanksgiving party here tonight as once again Father tries his skill in Mother's World, and we continue our search for the best-raised husbands in America. Acting as our star performers at our party are four heads of the house from the studio audience, four happy candidates in house dress, unrehearsed but ready to demonstrate their wifely training.
Going to make them give us a sample?
Are they going to give us a sample?
Going to make them give out with the answer?
Are they going to give out with the answer?
And
the candidate who proves himself the best-raised husband here tonight wins grand prizes for his wife.
And for himself, the title America's Best-Raised Husband of the Week.
Judging our contest are Mr. and Mrs. Leonard Cordes, married 51 years. Lieutenant and Mrs. John Corback, married 2 days. And our guest wife, Miss Donald Herschel, whose husband will soon return from overseas. You got the ice bucket, Dwight.
Right here.
Is it nice and cold?
Nice and cold.
And the cold cloth ready?
All ready.
All right, then, we are prepared should any of these handsome housekeepers weaken and faint. So on with the show. Let the fun begin as we meet Raising a Husband's candidate number one. Your name, sir?
Reese H. Sturman.
Let's hear that again, please, sir.
Reese H. Sturman.
Hello there, Mr. Sturman. You're looking up to snuff tonight. That house dress really becomes you. It gives you that nice, broad-shouldered effect, you know. Mr. Sturman, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Well, we ate out.
You ate out. Did you have plenty of dinner?
We had plenty of dinner.
Who paid the check? You or your wife?
Who always pays?
Well, now you tell me. Who always pays?
Husband always pays. I paid.
At your house, the husband always pays. Tell me this, sir. What part of the turkey do you like best?
White meat.
White meat, huh? What do? Eat all the wishbone and give your wife the rudder? Is that the way you do it? Mr. Sturman, how many Thanksgivings have elapsed since you and your wife got married?
Five.
Five years, huh? During those years, you've received a goodly amount of wifely training?
I don't know what you mean by wifely training.
Has she brought you up to help her with the housework and the make things generally easy around the home?
It certainly has.
That makes it very clear to you, doesn't it? Let's discuss the well-raised husband for just a moment. To begin with, do you believe he's a good fellow?
Yeah.
And he never picks fights with the neighbors?
No.
And he makes it a point to be truthful?
Yeah.
And he's a well-behaved guest at a party?
Yeah.
And he always grasps opportunity?
Yeah.
That he's very certain about. I'm glad you are, sir, because, as you know, we are having a Thanksgiving party here on Raising a Husband tonight. And as a well-raised husband, we are presenting you the opportunity to grasp a nice big souvenir for yourself and your family. Who was the first man to eat an apple? It was a way back, a long time before you can remember.
I don't think the first person to eat an apple was a man. I think it was a woman.
But she gave him a bite. Who was he? What was his name?
Adam.
Uh-huh. And if Adam had known present-day music, what might he have said to Eve? See if you can identify this. Fairly recent. You know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Don't sit under the apple tree.
That's right. Can you sing a little bit of it for us? Just a tiny little bit there, Mr. Sermon. Just a little.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Thank you, sir. That is very, very nice. You see, tonight we have fixed up an apple tree for you right here on the stage. And suspended from the branch of this tree by a string is a large red apple. Now, Mr. Sturman, if you can eat that apple right down to the core without the use of your hands, you'll find a surprise souvenir buried in the center. There's just one thing. We want you to admonish others not to join you under that tree. Now, here's a copy of the little song that you just sang. Take it over there and sing the song between the bites of the apple and eat all the apple up before you finish the chorus. All right, so just step right over to the tree. Let's see how good you are at grasping opportunity. Start singing, Mr. Sherman, will you?
Don't sit under the apple.
Right, bite the apple like this.
Help for
Get a big one.
right there. That's it. Keep singing.
Don't sit on me.
Oh, take a good bite. That's it.
That's it. Get a good one.
Oh,
Rose, have it then. Come on, Al. A good bite.
And you have certainly proven yourself a very good fella, a wonderful guest, and a grasper of opportunity. Now, here is a knife. Will you carefully cut into the core of that apple and tell us what you find there? That's it, right down the center. Don't cut what's in it. Very carefully. What is it? Open it up, will you, please, sir, and just speak right up.
Nice brand new bill with a picture of Hamilton.
$10. That's right, a nice $10 bill. Would you accept that as a souvenir of this occasion, along with this gift basket of oranges, bananas, grapes, and tangerines for yourself and your family to enjoy? Thank you for being with us, and good luck to you later in the show when our judges elect America's Best Praised Husband of this week.
Grand prizes await the wife of the candidate elected America's Best Raised Husband of the Week. And tonight, those prizes include a winter rose blanket, 100% wool, a porcelain and chromium isomat for crushing ice cubes, and a carved wood tray with coasters.
Thank you, Dwight Reese. Now, who's the next gentleman in house dressed from husband's row tonight?
Irene, this is Mr. Tilly, tonight's candidate number two.
Hello there, Mr. Tilly. How are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome to our party, sir. That Mother Hubbard that you're wearing, does it make you feel at home?
No, it don't.
It doesn't.
Not
that's
a
not
bit.
A bit like the ones that Mother used to wear.
No.
It's just made specially for you.
That's
that
right.
Dust cap sets a little bit high above the ears there, is it?
Up a little bit.
Fix it up just a little. That make you feel better?
Okay.
Can you see yourself in a mirror over there?
Oh,
you can see himself. That's very fine. Are you, Mr. Tilly, are you ready to compete for the title of America's Best Raised Husband of the Week?
I am.
And as such, you would like to win the grand prizes for your wife?
You bet.
Mr. Tilly, do you think she's raised you pretty well?
None could be better.
It couldn't be better, huh? That's one of the things you're thankful for tonight.
That's
is that right,
sir?
And Mr. Tilly, in your household chores, you have used quite a number of different kinds of pins. Now, could you name six different kinds of pins? For instance, there's a straight pin that we use to hold things together. Name me five others, Mr. Tilly.
A safety pin.
One.
Hair pin.
Two.
Hat pin.
Three. What do you hang up the weekly wash with?
Clothespin.
Right. And there's one in the kitchen. Right in the kitchen. It's the peacemaker of the family.
Rolling pin.
A rolling pin. That's right, sir. I can see, Mr. Tilly, that you're quite a pin-up boy. Have you ever done any sewing?
I've done sewing.
You have. Pardon me, sir. What did you sew?
Sew on buttons.
Oh, you sew on buttons, all that sort of thing. Then you do agree that the well-raised husband should be equal to an emergency, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You know, we're having our Thanksgiving party here tonight, as you heard say a minute ago. One of our guests snagged his trousers on the way down to the show. Now, Mr. Tilly, is the well-raised husband equal to emergency? We want you to sew a patch on this tear right now. However, you see, time is of the essence on a radio show. So, Mr. Tilly, you'll just have to patch these trousers with the man in them. Now, here is a needle and thread right here, Mr. Tilly. Here is a nice red patch. And here is the man with the torn tweeds, Mr. Roger Strauss. Just step in, Mr. Strauss. Mr. Strauss, would you mind telling us, how did you tear your trousers?
On the seat of my car.
You did, huh? Would you like to have them fixed up right here?
Well, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we have an expert seamster here, you know that. All right, Mr. Tilly, you better just go right over there and get Mr. Strauss into position so you can sew that patch on his trousers. I think you better take him right across your knee, Mr. Tilly. I think it would be better. Now, Mr. Tilly. Mr. Tilly, we're going to give you 30 seconds, and we want you to count every time you take a stitch. One, two, three, four. Just
can
count.
This guy really sew?
Well, what did you say, Mr. Strauss?
Hey, can this guy really sew?
That's what we want to find out, Mr. Strauss. Count, Mr. Tilly. How many stitches?
Three.
Three stitches?
Hey, that one doesn't count. He got skin.
Four.
Sorry, Mr. Strauss. He'll do better next
five.
Time. How many you got there, Mr. Tilly?
Five.
You ought to practice to be a surgeon.
Never mind, Mr. Strauss. He's doing very well. How many you got, Mr. Tilly?
Oh, calling Dr. Kildare!
Seven?
How you doing, Mr. Tilly? How many is that now? How many you got now, Mr. Tilly?
Seven?
Seven?
Eight.
Are you nearly through?
My mother told me that.
Your time is almost up. You have 5 seconds to go.
Nice.
You finish it. What did you say, Mr. Strauss?
Oh, my mother warned me about this.
Oh, she did. Is he keeping you in stitches?
Oh, he got me there long ago.
Are you through, Mr. Tilly? Yeah. All finished. Mr. Strauss, are you quite well satisfied?
Let me out of here.
All right, you can get up off the man's lap now. Did he do a good job, Mr. Strauss? Let's see. That's right. Thank you. Now, yes, it's a very nice job. It's put on there like an expert. Mr. Tilly is a well-raised husband. You certainly are an excellent seamstress and a handler of emergencies. As a tribute to your skills tonight, we present you with this fitted sewing table so you can patch up emergencies at home. Good luck to you later in the show when our judges elect America's best raised husband of this week.
Among grand prizes awaiting the wife of tonight's title winner are a complete bath set of Turkish towels and hand towels to match, a hand-polished lemonwood salad bowl with fork and spoon, a heavy Pyrex double boiler convertible into baking dishes.
Thank you. Right now, who's the next candidate in line for competition?
Obese, here's raising a husband's candidate number 3, Mr. Cosman of Akron, Ohio.
Hello there, Mr. Cosman. Did you say Akron, Ohio?
Akron, Ohio is right.
Welcome to New York City, sir, and welcome to our Thanksgiving party.
Thank you.
Are you feeling as glamorous as you look?
I doubt it.
I love the set of that hat. Just turn around and let the folks see that. It's one of those down in the front, up in the back little models. Mr. Cosman, you do profess to be the well-raised husband, don't you?
I am.
Who carves the turkey at your house?
My wife.
Your wife carves it.
She does.
She does. Why do you let her do that? Because she does it better?
She likes the white meat and I can't find it.
That's a very good reason. Mr. Cosman, who sits at the head of your table?
Our little girl does.
Your little girl sits at the head of the table. Well, that is certainly nice, and that certainly shows that you are the well-raised husband to give up your seat to a little girl. Mr. Cousin, how long have you been married?
14 years.
Uh-huh. How old is this little girl?
About 12.
She's, what don't you know about, sir?
She's 11.
She's going on 12, is that it? Who does she look like, Mr. Cousin?
She looks like my wife.
She does, huh? You think she's kind of pretty?
She is.
Is she as pretty as she'd be if she looked like you?
Why, I don't know about that.
That's kind of put you in the spot there, didn't it? Mr. Cosman, what happens at your house when your wife wants to go visiting and you want to stay home and read? What happens?
Well, I have to go with her.
You do, huh?
I do.
You truly are well-raised. How are you, Mr. Cosman? This will get him. How are you about getting up in the morning? Do you have to be called more than once?
No, I don't.
No Sandman coasting,
no.
Huh? Who fixes the breakfast, Mr. Cosman?
My wife does.
You're up first, but she fixes
That's
the breakfast.
Right.
I see. Mr. Cosman is the well-raised husband. Do you sometimes bring in the morning milk?
I do.
You know, we're serving milk at our party tonight, and it seems only right that you should bring it in just like you do at home. Bring Mr. Cosman a nice, large milk pail, will you?
Here's the pail.
Thank you, guys. And give him a milkmaid stool.
And here's the stool.
That's right. Mr. Cosman, have you ever lived on a farm?
I have.
You have, huh? Well, you've got the milk pail and the milkmaid stool. Have you ever played the part of a milkmaid?
Not the milkmaid, the milkman.
Well, tonight, Mr. Cosman, I'd like to ask you something. Can you imitate the milkmaid's call? Go ahead, let me...
Scum boss.
Well, that's on the order of it. Let me hear you call old boss. Here, boss, Sue boss.
Sue boss.
That's very nice. I'll tell you, if you just step over there and give a real loud call, I think it'll be much more accurate. Nice and loud.
Sue boss.
You know, you sound very convincing, Mr. Cosman.
Sue boss.
So convincing, in fact, that your call is answered. Here comes the source of the milk supply right now. On the stage to help you bring in the milk for the party.
I don't know anything about them.
You don't. We'll find out whether you do or not. Mr. Cosman, the goat's name is Blossom. Say hello to Blossom, Mr. Cosman.
Hello, Blossom.
Can you see her? Hasn't she an angelic face?
She certainly has.
Mr. Cosman,
what's that beard there for?
I was going to ask you how long you'd say that beard was.
6 inches.
About 6 inches. She's making goat's eyes at you, Mr. Cosman. Could you make a few goat's eyes back at this Blossom? That's it. Make a few goat's eyes at her. Mr. Cosman, did you say you didn't know anything about these little animals?
I don't know anything about them.
Have you ever had any goat's milk?
I don't think I have.
And Mr. Cosman, that's what we're serving tonight. It's a well-raised husband. You've got to bring it in. Just off stage over there is a milking stall all ready for you. And here is a milk bottle to put the milk in when you get it. So off you go, Mr. Cosman. Off you go with Blossom. And we'll be looking forward to plenty of nice milk when time comes to serve party refreshments. We'll expect to see you later as we go along on the program.
And here, Irene, is Mr. Hartstein, our fourth and final candidate tonight, competing for the title of America's Best Raised Husband of the Week. May I present Mr. Hartstein?
Hello there, Mr. Hartstein. A happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Same to you.
Did you get nervous waiting for your turn to compete tonight?
Well, to a certain extent, I did.
You did, huh? He does look a little pale, don't you think so, Dwight?
He sure does, please.
It looks a little bit wan.
I think so.
Maybe we'd better revive him a bit. Just bring that ice bucket over here and put cold water on his face. We can't have any people fainting up here. You know, just a little ice, a little cold cloth on his forehead. That's it. Just make him feel nice and refreshed. A little bit on the back of the neck, too, then, right? How do you feel now? You feel a little more refreshed there, Mr. Hartstein? All right, that's fine. Now, let's ask you a few questions.
Oh, I feel great now.
You do, huh? You like that cold cloth. Mr. Hartstein, how many Thanksgivings have you spent as a married man?
Oh, about 11.
About 11, huh? Does your wife object to your night out with the boys once in a while?
She doesn't. Of course, I don't get many.
You don't get many. In return, you let your wife have a hen party every so often. Is that it?
Well, if she'd like to. Whenever she wants to go out, she can go out. But we usually try to go with our daughter. Where we go lately, we haven't been going out with her.
You make it a family party.
That's
very nice. Are they all here with you tonight?
That's right.
Now, this is a family party. We certainly are glad
to
have them.
That way.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Hartstein. Should the well-raised husband be a good host at a party?
Oh, yes. It's very, very necessary.
Uh-huh. And he should help with the preparation?
Well, as much as possible.
Should he yawn in the face of his guest?
No, I don't think that's proper, of course. If he has to yawn, let him faint away. Or...
Uh-huh. A lesson in yawning here. Should the well-raised husband laugh at his own jokes?
Well, today I think it's considered a proper thing.
And does he laugh at the other fellow's jokes, Mr.?
All the time.
Well, I'll tell you, so tonight we want you to play host at our party, and we have a little joke here. We want you to read this little joke to all of our guests, and then laugh according to how funny you think the joke is. Now, here's the joke. Will you just read it for us, please, Mr. Hartstein? Speak up nice and loud so they can hear you all over the United States. Just turn right around there and read it for the audience. Just nice and loud.
I wish I was a whittle egg high up in a tree. I wish I was a whittle egg. Whatness could be. Then when anybody would start to yell at me, I take my wanton whittle self and spatter over here.
is that how funny you think that joke is? Let's hear you laugh again. How funny do you think it is?
Oh, no. I think it's at least this funny.
Well, I can see, Mr. Hartstein, that
you... Yes,
me. Yeah, you certainly are up on your comedy, sir. Now, let's see how well up you are on your music. Now, Johnny Gott is going to play a little bit of 5 different tunes that we think of around Thanksgiving time. As the well-raised host at our party tonight, we want you to tell our guests the name of each tune played for their pleasure. Are you ready, Mr. Hartstein?
I'm ready.
All right, Johnny, give us the first tune, will you? Do you know what it is, sir? What did you have for dinner? Turkey, and where does the turkey live? Where does he make a nest? Turkey in the straw, that's right. That's the first tune. All right, Johnny, the next tune. You know what that is, Mr. Hartstein? It's something that's up in the sky. What is up in the sky tonight? What hangs up there besides the stars?
Oh.
Right, and what season of the year is this? What's Thanksgiving based on? The season
Autumn.
Of what? Autumn.
And Thanksgiving.
And harvest.
Harvest moon.
Harvest moon, that's right. All right, our next tune, please, Johnny. You know what that is, Miss Harvey? A one, a two, a three, little engine. What is... That's right. Five, 7 little Indians. What is it, Mr. Hartstein? You know what it is?
Ten little Indians.
10 little Indians, that's right. Now, here is a more modern tune, a more recent tune, but see if you recognize it. It was written by Hoagy Carmichael. What is this day?
Thanksgiving.
That is the name of that tune. Now, Mr. Hartstein, this is something that we tell. This next tune is something we tell all of our loved ones and friends, particularly in the wintertime. See if you can name it. Just a little bit of it, darling.
Button up your overcoat.
All right. Now, Mr. Hartstein, can you sing just a little bit of that? Do you have the words of that there for him, Dwight? Thank you. I'll tell you what, let's do, Mr. Hartstein. Let's sing it together, shall we?
Okay.
All right, let's take it. Ready? Button up your overcoat.
When the wind is free, take good care of yourself.
You belong to me.
Eat an apple every day. Get a bit by three.
Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful, crossing the street. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Without me. Ooh, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch. Show you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Mr. Hartstein, as the well-raised husband, you're certainly the gracious host. Thank you for helping us out. And we want you to have a souvenir of this occasion. So here is a cake set. The cake plate itself and 6 serving plates for the parties you have at home. Thank you for being with us, and good luck to you later in the show when our judges elect America's best raised husband of this week. Thank you. Doing with that morning milk out there?
Well, he's got it, Irene, and here he is, bottle of milk in hand.
Oh, welcome back, sir. Tell me, did you actually milk that goat?
We did. I got it the hard way.
You got it the hard way? Did she give you any trouble? Did Blossom...
No, she didn't give me any trouble.
She's a nice little goat,
she certainly is.
Well, sir, we accept this bottle of fresh milk as evidence that you bring in the morning supply. As a souvenir of the occasion, we want you to accept this gift basket of assorted cheeses. Hickory smoked, Beltane, an 8-pound Gouda cheese, a Danish blue cheese, Krakow, and Gorgonzola. Good luck to you later in the show when our judges elect America's best place husband of the week. Friends, it's time now for Raising a Husband's Piggy Bank Derby.
This, friends, is a contest between all our candidates in which they compete for the contents of a piggy bank. The bank bulges tonight, for in it is a bright, shiny penny to represent each and every person in this theater audience. We're going to ask a question, and we want you candidates to answer it. Now, here's the question. How many years since Thanksgiving was first declared a holiday by presidential proclamation? The candidate answering nearest the actual number of years wins the piggy bank and its contents for tonight.
All right, so Mr. Sturman, candidate number one, you're mighty good at getting apples off a string. Let's see how well informed you are. How many years... Listen to this carefully. How many years since Thanksgiving Day was first declared a holiday by presidential proclamation?
I'd say about 20.
About 20 years. Thank you, sir. That's your answer. Candidate number two, Mr. Tilly, you stood on a beautiful patch and you proved yourself equal to emergency. What's your answer to the piggy bank question? How many years?
I'd say about 30.
You'd say about 30. Candidate number three, you brought in the morning milk. How many years do you say have elapsed since Thanksgiving Day was first proclaimed a holiday by the president?
About 80 years.
Candidate number four, you were a perfect host at our party. What is your answer to our question?
Well, I think President Lincoln proclaimed it in 1863, making it 82 years.
Thanksgiving, friends, was first declared a holiday 81 years ago in 1864 by proclamation of Abraham Lincoln. Now, let's see. I believe we have a tie on this piggy bank. That is wonderful. Gentlemen, step forward. Take your piggy bank, break it with the hammer, and pocket the pennies. You break it. Hit it hard. There you are. You will find in that piggy bank tonight 511 pennies for you to take home and have fun with. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us, and may you always make such profitable answers. All through the show tonight, friends, our candidates have been competing for the title America's Best Raised Husband of the Week, and the grand prize is his wife will receive. Judges, you've heard these gentlemen and you've seen them in action. Will you now elect the man for the title?
Grand prizes awaiting the wife of tonight's winner include...
A hostess server for hot or cold drinks.
A hand-polished lemonwood salad bowl with fork and spoon to match.
An automatic isomat for crushing cubes.
A heavy Pyrex double boiler convertible into baking dishes.
A complete bath set with Turkish towels and hand towels to match. A winter rose blanket, 100% pure wool. These are tonight's grand prizes. The judge's vote, I see, is in, and here is the winner.
Mr. Morris Thurman, our grasper of opportunity, is hereby acclaimed America's best ranked husband of the week. And Mr. Thurman steps to the microphone with his wife.
Mr. Thurman, we award you this certificate of title, also a certificate of merit. Mrs. Thurman, we present you with this table of grand prizes. Take them home with you, and may you and your husband have many more years of fun and happiness together. Neighbors, since this is Thanksgiving night, it seems but fitting that we close our broadcast with a Thanksgiving thought. Will you folks in the audience please rise and join me in one of the loveliest thoughts ever set to music? It goes like this.
Is presented each week at this same time. Be with us next week. Now, this is Dwight Weiss speaking on behalf of our cast, tonight's candidates, and our mistress of ceremonies, Irene Beasley, wishing you a pleasant Thanksgiving holiday. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.